Dr. Show!
You have all made it through the dance. You have all made it nerdy.
Coming to you from the X-Access, it's John of All Trades with your host, John X.
Welcome to the John of All Trades podcast episode. You know what? I'm not putting an episode number on this. This is the end of the year wrap-up podcast. I promised I would do one. Here it is. I put it off long enough. Procrastinated, as is my nature. I've been known to do that. Glad to have you. Welcome back. How do I even do this? How do I do the intro? I've already forgotten how I do it. It's been a while since I've done a new episode. So let's see. Episode 41 was Jeff Bontrager. That aired on December 17th. This is airing on December 31st. I'm recording it December 30th. So welcome to the John of All Trades podcast, episode whatever. I'm your host, John X. Thank you for joining us. Glad to have you back once again. There it is. Good God. Took me a second. I have a hard time with the intro. I'm not going to lie. The intro is the hardest and least fun part for me every single week. Every week, I'm putting together a new show. And when it comes time to do the intro, I'm like, God, all right, here we go. And I do that first part, and then I go, what am I going to talk about now? And it usually takes me like three takes, because I'll record something, and I'll go, God, that's fucking stupid. And I'll grunt and groan, it's horrible, and Kristen laughs at me, and the cat meows, and the world keeps on spinning, and then I end up re-recording it, and it's still not good. And the only reason I even give a shit, because you don't listen to this show for me, or at least I suspect you don't listen to this show for me. I don't really know. I haven't really heard. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but my suspicion is that you listen for the guests. I mean, that is probably what I put the majority of my energy into, is finding interesting folks to talk to and giving them a forum and a venue to tell their story. For people who may or may not have had that opportunity before. When I talked to Sherry Schenck, you know, the founder of the Rocky Mountain Children's Law Center, she said she had never done a long form interview in 33 years, never a long form interview. That blew my mind because she had such a great story to tell. Going from basically creating it out of whole cloth to this fantastic organization, Rocky Mountain Children's Law Center, and never once had someone asked her to tell her story. That's mind-blowing to me. Giving people the opportunity to do that has really been what's energizing, but it comes time to intro the episodes where I have to talk, and you know, I'm sitting here, like, for instance, tonight, I just got done eating dinner. I was watching Chopped with my wife. You know, feeding the baby, doing whatever it is that we're doing, just hanging out. And I'm like, okay, I got to go talk into this microphone. And I'm sitting here just by myself talking into the mic going, what am I going to say? Who wants to listen to me? So I'm really sort of free-forming it right now. I'm just freestyling on the mic here in the widest way possible. Because if you ask me to rap or flow, I certainly can't do that. Nor can I sing you a tune, nor can I play you a song. What I can do is talk. But talking by myself, not really. No, that's not really my forte. I thought it would be. The people who know me, I think, would have suspected that that was the case too, because there are times where I just never shut the hell up. There are other times where it's almost like you can't get me to talk. It's like getting blood from a stone. But here I am. Yeah, just this has turned into sort of a meta running diary about the anguish that I sort of go through every time I have to record one of these intros, which this entire episode is all intro. There's no guests this week. Seriously, yeah, there's nothing. I was going to answer questions, but in the interest of full disclosure, I only got one. It was from Brad Haig, who I actually had on the show three times. I don't know if you read the John of All Trades by the Numbers post. That was a fun one to write. You know, it gives you a breakdown of all the photos and all the guests, how many men, how many women. I need to fix that ratio, make it a little closer to equal, because it was like 30 men, 14 women, and that's just not cool. You know, we got to do better than that. And as someone who cares about that type of thing, I went to grad school, and it was there that I sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say raise my awareness, but it's where I got to a place where I'm like, oh, you know what? things are not as simple as being like, well, we have equality now. We don't really. And as someone who is contributing to the media landscape and contributing to culture in my own small way, I need to work to correct that. So I'm working on it. But in the John of All Trades by the numbers post, I can't even remember what the hell I was talking about. This is why I don't do these. Okay, this is why the intro is typically 5 minutes tops, because unless I have notes and unless I'm giving sort of like a scripted presentation, I'm not good at talking off the cuff. I tend to be very sort of non-linear, and it just sort of goes wherever it's going to go. But I broke down some of the things in the guests. Right, questions. And I asked for questions. It was a thing where you could ask me a question and I would answer it here, because this is pretty much the only type of show like this that I plan on doing. Maybe next year, I don't know. And if some things change in my working world and my professional situation, which I'm not saying they will, I'm not saying they won't, but what I'm saying is it would necessitate a big change for me to significantly modify or add to the format of John of All Trades. But it's going to stay primarily interview focused. So I wanted to use this opportunity for you to just ask me anything you wanted. When I taught public speaking up at Colorado State University, the last day of class, I used to just let the students, I'd say, ask me anything you want, whatever it was. And I had this one student, and she was kind of a brown noser. And I told them about how I did my radio shows on Friday nights. And I did this, I used to have the rant of the week. At one point, I did this rant about guys who work out while wearing hats, which is a real pet peeve of mine because, I mean, have you ever sweated while wearing a hat? It sucks. It's miserable. It's hot as shit because you keep a lot of heat on your head. Like, this is not, hopefully I'm not giving you info that you didn't have before, but you're working out, and it means you're working out for fashion, which is so fucking stupid that I could barely handle it. So I took off on this whole rant, and I didn't name the gym, and it's not even called this anymore, but one of the questions she asked me was, hey, when you did that rant of the week about guys who work out in hats, what gym were you talking about? You didn't name it. And I go, oh, I was talking about the Pulse, and it's not even called the Pulse anymore. I don't know what the hell it's called, but it's on Shields and Drake in Fort Collins. And so I did a whole rant about that. That's what she wanted to know. That was her burning question. That's what was eating at her. And so I figured if there's things you want to know, you know, who was my favorite guest? I'd never say that. You know, I've done 41 shows. They're all my children. They're all special. I'm not going to choose a favorite. By the same token, I'm not going to tell you who was my least favorite. I mean, I certainly have one. No, that's a lie. I'm kidding. That would be fucked up, wouldn't it? It's like, yeah, these were all good shows, but I really didn't like this person. Although that, I mean, I would certainly drive ratings. That would be compelling. And I think some of my former guests would be like, oh, God, is he talking about me? Don't worry, I'm not talking about you. No matter who was asking that question, I'm not talking about you. I said I have a least favorite. I actually don't. And I could just edit this part anyway. But I don't have to, because I love doing this show. The only question I got was from Brad. He was from the Real Nerds podcast. He also was the director of Jean-Claude Van Damme's Damn Van. And let's see, Real Nerds podcast. And he was on the back end of the Kristen Nolan episode 48 Hour Film Project. He asked me how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. And I had forgotten that I even asked people to submit questions to me. So I went ahead and answered this on Twitter. But so how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop? I said, however many Jesus said it takes. It's in the Bible, somewhere in the back near the gazeter, which if any book sort of needs a gazeter, I think it's the Bible. It would be nice to have maps of everything. And I know that when I went through confirmation classes, when I was, how old are you when you do that? I was like 14. There certainly weren't maps, but there's a lot of locations in the Bible, right? I mean, you know, Mount Sinai, Nazareth, Jerusalem. It would be nice to know where all these places were in relation to each other. So I imagine the gazeter got omitted somewhere during the editorial process. This is probably sacrilegious as hell. What am I even talking about? The gazeter probably got omitted. In addition, back there, it's how many licks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop. If you listen to that owl in the commercial, it's 3. If you listen to the voiceover guy, the world may never know. My real answer is, who cares? You're eating a Tootsie Roll Pop. It's delicious. And it's about 50 times better than a Charms Blow Pop, which no disrespect to the charms blow pop, you know, it's fine. It's good. But when you get to the middle, I would much rather have a piece of chocolate than gum. I don't know. Is that controversial? Maybe. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't to you. I don't know. Tell me if it is. But I think I'd much rather have a piece of chocolate after licking this hard fruit sugar than gum. Because gum is like homework. You know, it's like, is this food? Kind of, but you have to just keep chewing it, and then there's no payoff, and then your jaw hurts, it loses its flavor, and you have to spit it out, and then someone will step in it, and you've ruined someone's day. That's gum. That's gum in a nutshell. So, thankfully, gum doesn't come in nutshells. Again, what the fuck am I talking about? Why, what are we doing here? This is not sort of, this is why I have a hard time with these. But maybe this more free-flowing, I'm not going to edit this much, by the way. I do tend to edit the shit out of the intro and the outro, but that's mostly in the interest of keeping it concise. I want to get to the episode as quickly as possible. Again, I don't think you're listening for me. I think you are listening for the guests. And I will tell you, this has been an energizing project for me to do. We've talked about my least favorite part of doing the podcast, which is the intro. Every week, I don't look forward to it. You know, multiple intros in a row. And by the end of it, I'm just punchy. And so I've already been doing this one for like 12 minutes. I'm going to be destroyed. I'm going to just be talking to the wall and, you know, making the cat argue with me about the Shawshank Redemption and shit like that. Because talking to yourself will make you insane. That's my least favorite part. My favorite part of doing the show, easily, is when I get to actually have the conversations with people. When I sit down and talk with them and get to hear their stories and get to ask them interesting questions, because I've chosen people here who a lot of them I already know. And if you've listened to many of the shows, you'll sort of get a flavor for that. Come across them in some other part of my life. There are only a handful of episodes of people that I didn't really know beforehand. Brandi Shigley was the first one. She was like episode 6. Christian, I want to say he was like 26. I didn't know him either. Jason Heller, I didn't know. I just cold called him. I just wrote a pitch email and he agreed to be on, and that was awesome. That would know what people you've sort of followed from afar are going to be like in person, and he was just lovely. Just a wonderful person. And once we turned the mics off, we sat and chatted for like even longer. He was just such a cool guy and down to chat with me about whatever. I mean, we talked about culture, we talked about bands we both liked, theories of politics, all sorts of stuff. And we just sat down and sort of bullshitted with each other. Those are the three that I can remember right offhand who I didn't really know before sitting down with people. So when I get to sit down with these folks who I know, who have great stories, and I have more of them coming in 2015, I have people who've agreed to be on the podcast already. And I cannot wait to talk to them. I have actually, as of this recording, 3 episodes in the can already for January. And I'll get to that in a second. But that's all about one subject. For the first time, I'm going to dedicate an entire month to one subject. And it's one of my favorite things in the entire world. So to be able to dedicate some time to get into it from a number of different angles is just thrilling to me. And I conducted an interview today with someone who, I don't want to say I've admired him from afar, because that's not totally accurate and just sounds creepy as shit. That's the other thing. I know the profanity can be off-putting to some people, aka my mom, but whatever. I mean, that's just when I'm sort of shooting from the hip and free-flowing, that's how it comes out. Yeah, it's not ideal, but fuck it. What am I going to do? But by the same token, I can be totally, you know, I work a corporate job. I know how to sort of button it up. And in the By the Numbers post that I wrote there, I linked to a bunch of clean ones. So if needed, I can do that. But if I'm just sort of doing this naturally, yeah, it's going to come out sort of profane. But let's see here. What the hell was I talking about? I did an interview today because I'm off work all week, which is really, really nice. And it was someone whose company I've participated in for a long time. And so to get to sit down with someone who has created something that I adore, and just he and I by ourselves for an hour in my basement, I get to ask him anything I want. And I mean, God, it's hard not to be energized by that. When you get to talk to people like Jason Heller, like Brandi Shigley, like Reed Saunders, you know, like Sherry Schenck, like Jeff Bontrager, like anyone on this show, Mike Gunn, Cindy Sovine, Jason Calloway, Rogue Edwards. That was the first four episodes in a row, the first four that ever aired. These people, I just sit down and I get to listen to them and I get to just be curious and enjoy their company and ask them interesting things. And I hope that you get as much out of it as I do, because all I want to do is be the conduit for you to help you learn more about stuff you're either interested in, you don't know much about, you never knew you wanted to learn something about. I just want to be the facilitator for interesting stuff and enhanced knowledge about all sorts of things. I remember one of the very first pieces of feedback I ever got was from my friend Chris, and it was after he listened to the Rogue Edwards episode, and he had listened to something else, and I can't remember what else it was, but he said it was the second interesting anecdote he had heard that week about barcodes. And I thought, whoa, like, that's awesome, because I remember Rogue telling me about the barcodes. And if you haven't listened to episode 4 with Rogue Edwards, he talks about taking a product from basically nothing, from invention, to getting it into basically Kroger and, you know, King Soopers. And one of the things he dealt with was somewhere along the line, he had bought cheap barcodes. And you have to buy barcodes in order to, you know, have product. There's like a universal system for barcodes. And there's a cheap way to do it, and then there's a proper way to do it. And he did the cheap way, and he ended up paying for it. Now, that's a lesson you can apply to a lot of things. Doing things right the first time is a big deal. And it's certainly something that you can apply to anything that you want. And so for Chris to tell me, hey, that was the second interesting thing I heard about barcodes, I'm dying to know what the first is now that I'm thinking about this again and talking about it. But that's the type of thing that I love about this show. The undiscovered, sort of unseen moments trapped within the mundanity of people's work. Because I've had a lot of people tell me, you want to talk to me? Like, you want to interview me? My job is so boring. Yeah, to you, but to the rest of us, we don't get to see that. Like, I mean, this is getting to peer through someone's keyhole into a very intimate part of their lives, because you spend so much time at work, you spend so much time at your job, and, you know, you get sort of locked in and you go, this is my job and this is my life, you know, this is what I do. Shit, none of us get to see that. I'm a much different person at my day job than I am in other parts of my life. So if someone were curious enough to ask me about it, you know, my first reaction would be like, oh, really? You know, my job's my job. It's where I go, I do whatever it is I do. Why would you want to talk to me about that? Probably because they don't know anything about it and they're curious. I'm the curious one. I get to be the curious one and say, hey, you know what? You talked about this. What about that? So, like, build more on that. That's something that I wouldn't have expected to be a part of your job. Or, you know, I get to push people in different directions, and that's just so rewarding and so fun. And when I get done with these chats and these people leave my house, Kristen will go, how was it? And I I think without fail, I go, oh, it was awesome. It was so awesome and it was so fun. And I just feel so privileged to be able to bring this show to you, and I hope you enjoy it. Now, that brings me to an invitation. This can be your show. I mean that, and I mean that sincerely. This show can be whatever you want it to be. All you got to do is talk to me about it. Send me a tweet, send me a Facebook message, leave, you know, a post on the John of All Trades Facebook wall, send me an email. It's xaxis, which I know is just a dumpster fire of an email handle, E-K-S-A-X-I-S. So, like, my last name is X, E-K-S, axis at yahoo.com. Facebook, Twitter, email. Tell me what you want to see. Tell me what you like. Tell me what shows you really got into. Tell me what you want, who you want me to talk to. No matter what it is, I will find a guest that you're interested in. So just tell me. This can be your show as much as you want it to be. And I want it to be, because I want to bring you the shows that you want to hear. All you got to do is reach out to me. So if you go, you know what? You should really talk to a firefighter or whatever. I'm pulling that out of the ether. You should really talk to a cop. You know, you should talk to, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson, which he might be a tough get, but God damn it, I'll try. Tell me what you want and I will make it happen. And if I can't, I will do my damnedest or I will try and bring you a reasonable replacement. All you got to do is let me know. Drop me a line. Facebook, Twitter, email, xaxis@yahoo.com. I welcome it. Just tell me what you want. I'll make it happen. Now then, 2015, what do we got cooking? John of all trades is kicking off January with one of my favorite companies in the entire world. It's called Geeks Who Drink. And I've talked about it a little bit. It's pub trivia. It's 8 rounds, 8 questions. You're in a team of 6. And I'm talking about it from 4 different angles. I have 4 different guests. I've conducted 3 of the interviews. One of them's tomorrow. Technically today, I guess, if you're getting this, you know, the day that it's released, because it's coming out on Wednesday. But I'm talking to a team of players, and it's probably one of the best teams of players out there. And if you're familiar with Geeks Who Drink, you've probably heard their name before. I'm not going to spoil it right now. I'm talking to a quiz master. I'm talking to a question writer, actually the main editor and the one responsible for creating the questions for Geeks Who Drink. And I'm talking to the founder, John Dicker. Now, John Dicker has done pretty much everything there is to do in this company at one point or another. And I reached out to him in October, shortly before Grace was born. He emailed me back the day Grace was born saying, hey, you know what? We're interested in doing this. And, you know, we'd love to have you help spread the word about Geek Bowl. Geek Bowl is coming up in February. I'll have more details about that later. We'd be happy to have this run in January. And I said, that's great. I'm going to have to get back to you another time. My daughter was born like 3 hours ago. And so I think that was one of 3 emails I sent while I was in the hospital after Grace was born. Kristen was napping. I was just sitting there with the baby. And I go, you know what? I'm really excited about this, but I can't deal with it right now. So I've got 3 of those episodes done. I talked to Dicker today. He's an awesome dude, highly caffeinated dude. And just super amount of energy, like real sort, like he comes from the East Coast. So he's got kind of an East Coast vibe to him a little bit. And it was just so fun because I love this company. When I first heard the name Geeks Who Drink, I go, okay, this company is for me. I have a sense for what this is. And I'm a geek who drinks. I'm all over it. I've attended 3 Geek Bowls in my time. And I believe me, you're going to hear this again. When I preview each of the episodes, I've attended 3 Geek Bowls. I've done 2 Rumbles in the pub. I attended, I think, 1 themed quiz. It was baseball. I played pub quiz probably once a week at least for like 3 years. Obviously, that's slowed down since Grace has been born, but to be able to feature this company was a real privilege, and I think those are going to be great episodes. It's a wonderful way to kick off 2015 because it's something that is just so fun to me and so near and dear to my heart that I think you'll really enjoy it too. I've also got committed to being on the podcast. We just have to nail down a time. Prominent comedian, stand-up comic, one of my personal favorites, someone I've seen a few times. And his career is starting to blow up. I've booked him. He's going to be here. I've got a commitment from a golf pro. You know, I'm talking to the head chef of a very prominent national chain. He's the head chef here in Denver. I have to nail down a time with him, too. I've got a number of people in the can, and 2015 is going to be great. And I just thank you, if you're listening to this for the first time, if you've listened to every single episode, no matter what your involvement is with John of All Trades, it means the world to me that you listen and that you make me a part of your day. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that, how much it means to me. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your life. Thank you for listening, and thank you for allowing me to put this show out, because without you, it's just me talking into a microphone, which, good God, I've been doing that for 27 minutes. If you're still with me, holy shit. Thank you. And, I don't know, congratulations for making it this far. As long as we're here, you've heard me do this a bunch. Let's plug 4 degrees. You can probably do this in your head, too. The number 4DEGRE.ES. Your one-stop shop for all your online communications needs. web hosting, website building, campaigns, social media, advertising. They also do like phone services. It's crazy. Everything that you could possibly want to do online, in a social community, wherever, 4Degrees has you covered. And they built a John of All Trades website. They're helping me with SEO. They host us. And in exchange, I plug the shit out of them because their work is fantastic. The number 4, DEGRE.ES, proud sponsor of the John of All Trades podcast. So what else can I tell you? I don't know, but I can tell you, I think the intros are going to be different. I think I'm going to try and make them more personal, more conversational. They're not going to go on like this. I mean, good God, this is the year-end wrap-up post. So I'd encourage you, help me spread the word about John of All Trades. If you do that on Facebook, on Twitter, you can take the links and email them to your friends. I don't care. However you want to do it, it's okay with me. Just tell anyone who you think might be interested in it. Tell them to get on and download us on iTunes, stream us on Stitcher, or just listen on the homepage. It all comes from the homepage, believe it or not. There's something you wouldn't have known. iTunes actually doesn't host anything, neither does Stitcher. They just link to your website. So when you're downloading through iTunes or through Stitcher, it's all coming through my website anyway. So however you want to do it, it's all going to the same place, whatever's most convenient for you. Just listen, spread the word if you like it. Means the world to me. Click on the sponsor, 4Degrees, when you go to the website. Thanks for a great 2014. We'll see you in 2015. We're kicking it off with Geeks Who Drink, one of my favorite things in the entire world, and great guests coming. I have a long list of people that I want to talk to. I have former guests who have offered to set me up with some of the folks in their network, which I think is a real testament. If your guests like the product that you've done and feel like there's value there and they had a good time, then shit. I mean, what else can I say? I guess all I can say is thank you. Let's play the outro. And I love that music. So it's time to leave. Hope you have a very wonderful, very safe, very prosperous new year. We will see you back here next week. We kick off 2015, January 7th, with Geeks Who Drink. We talk to a Geeks Who Drink pub quiz team, former Geek Bowl champions, and one of the all-around toughest teams in Denver. That's right, we're talking to the Slump Busters. Get ready, gear up for that. Thank you for listening to me in 2014. Here's to a wonderful 2015. In the words of my wife, peace the fuck out. I am retiring that permanently now. I started to phase it out at the end of 2014 just because if I'm trying to do a clean episode, I close with that and I go, I ruined that one pretty much. So, not in the words of my wife, in the words of me, in the words of George Burns, and to my lovely, lovely daughter who is 9 weeks old, say goodnight, Gracie.